Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Jakari Jackson. It's March 18th, 2015, and here's a look at our top stories.
Tonight, shock video. The Border Patrol rips an innocent family out of their car. And the leftist media claims if you support the Second Amendment, you support rape.
It's the time of the season to get raped, cause you like to lay down, yay, yay, yay.
Plus NSA whistleblower William Binney in studio. That's coming up next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
And welcome back. Earlier this week, we celebrated, or at least I did in the state of Texas, open carry of your handgun, because here in the state, there's been a lot of open carry of long guns, but, you know, they wanted to have the complete constitutional carry, which isn't exactly what we have right now, but it's a step towards it. So we have, even in a preliminary sense, I guess, it still has to go to our Governor Greg Abbott, open carry of the pistol. But some people say this is too much, and not only the open carry of a firearm, but also the campus carry of a firearm. And now we have leftist media outlets saying that if you support the Second Amendment, you support rape. This is a very true story. On Tuesday, Ross Story said the push to legalize campus carry by pro-gun activists is sheer blankery on so many levels. It is also a subtle form of rape denialism, whatever that means. These laws are functionally more pro-rape than anti-rape. So I guess my question is, does Ross Story think that rape began with the invent of the firearm? Because rape has been along long before pistols, shotguns, rifles, AK-47s, AR-15s. But now they're saying that if you support having the right to bear arms, you are supporting the rapist's rights to rape a woman. Well, I support the woman's right to defend herself. So if she's, you know, the 5'2", 100-pound woman encounters the 6'7" rapist, if she wants to pull out a 38 snub and shoot the guy, I have no issue with that. And I took a trip to the University of Texas last year, and I was curious, you know, what people thought about rape or, you know, how this thing should be responded to. And they said, well, if there's an incident, you can run to one of the phones that's there on your screen and call for help. So I had to rationalize this in my own mind. So I'm saying to myself, if a woman is sexually assaulted, granted, if she survives the assault, now she has to run with torn clothing through the campus to get to one of these phones and hope that somebody can get there in a reasonable time to save her, 5 minutes or so. That wasn't exactly what I had in mind for self-defense. And then there's always the rationale, well, if the woman has a gun, the intruder or the perpetrator can take it from her. But, you know, they want you to call on your cell phone if you have some type of incident. So I said, okay, let me ask you this. So you're telling me that a big, 6'7" linebacker type who has the ninja skills to snatch a loaded gun out of your hand also can't take away your phone. For some reason, he won't be able to do that. And let me be very clear. I'm not saying everybody needs to be armed. I'm not trying to put a shotgun in every closet in America. But if you want the right to defend yourself and you think you could do that best with a firearm or a knife or brass knuckles or whatever you think would be appropriate for you and your situation, I think you should have the right to do that. And I don't think it's at all sexist or racist or whatever the buzz term is this week to own a firearm, because you guys recall it was, I believe, the LA Times, just going off memory, saying that it's racist, the racist white gun owners in America, that's what's wrong with this country. And that's just what they continue to put out there in the media with these news articles like this. Now let's move on to the Border Patrol. Now, I had a chance to meet the Border Patrol last year, went down there, did several stories about how people were coming over the border. And it's not a racial issue, it's a border security issue, because when you have open borders, anybody could come in, anybody can go out. And, you know, I don't want internal checkpoints, but, you know, if we have national borders, we should have our national sovereignty. And people say that borders are racist. It's just a big symbolism of racism. Well, if I go down to Mexico, they have a border there, too. If I go up to Canada, they have a border there, too. If I want to go to China, I'm going to get stopped in customs. And like, what are you guys doing trying to come into our country? And I think that's perfectly fine if you do that. So, or for them to do that. So the point I'm trying to make here is now the Border Patrol is being punished for reporting large groups of illegals coming into our country. Because if you go down to the Mexico border and you decide to come back up, you're going to get stopped at an internal checkpoint and they're going to ask you what your business is. That happened to me, Joe Biggs, other people as well. And we filmed some of these. And the guy, he says, are you guys American citizens? And I say, sir, I'd rather not answer that and just go on about my business. Well, where were you born? You know, what's in the car? I say, sir, I can assure you we are conducting no criminal activity. The only criminal activity is your unconstitutional questions. But let's go back to the article. A Border Patrol agent has testified that the Department of Homeland Security is deliberately fudging data to hoodwink the American public into believing that the border is secure when reality is it is overrun, with 60% of all illegals crossing going uncaptured. And he says, I want to be crystal clear. The border is not secure, said Border Agent Chris Cabrera. And I do agree. You know, everybody's very concerned, or at least I'm concerned about what's coming over this border. And once again, you know, I don't want, you know, domestic checkpoints and all that, but I do think it's perfectly logical to have a border checkpoint to check what's coming into your country. But, you know, not everything that they're doing down there is great. And let me preface this, because when I talk about Border Patrol, or I talk about the ATF, or I talk about the cops, or I talk about the military, I can't talk about all these agencies as a whole. It's these particular agents who are given these constitutional orders from the brass up top. So when I meet the Border Patrol agent, he wants to know everything about me. When I tell him where the illegals are, I say, sir, I can draw you a map to where they are. He says, yeah, I know about those guys. I want to know about what you have going on. So I don't have an issue with that guy himself. It's just all these orders these guys are being given. With that said, we have Border Patrol ripping an innocent family out of their car.
Where are you going today?
I'm sorry, sir, but I don't have to answer that question.
I'm sorry?
I don't have to answer that question.
Can you park right there, please?
For what?
Can you park right there?
For what? Get your hands out of my car. What is your reasonable suspicion?
One more time.
Listen to me, man.
Step out of the vehicle.
Hey, dude, stop. I gotta unbuckle my seatbelt first.
Who's my husband?
Dude, what are you doing?
Step out of the vehicle.
You're being recorded, so
I know.
You
know. I know I am.
And from domestic news to foreign news, we see a Turkish diplomat saying that Western intelligence delivered schoolgirls to ISIS. And we have the foreign minister of Turkey told the Daily Sabah last week, Canadian intelligence helped three British girls join ISIS. And it was later revealed that the suspect is Mohammed al-Rashid, and he was filmed helping teenagers travel to Syria. And we see a lot of this. We see people coming, going from the States, going from places like Australia, and why they are doing this, I'm not exactly sure, you know, if it's the cool thing to do, if it's like the, you know, rebel against the system type of deal. But the thing they don't understand, if they are rebelling against the system, we're funding the people that you're going over there to team up with. So if you think you're going to go fight the U.S. military, you're fighting for and against the United States. And I don't want to say military proper, because these are criminal elements at the top brass that are funding these very unconstitutional and unconscionable actions. And we'll end with this before we go into a special report from the NSA or former NSA head William Binney. Elon Musk, human-driven cars will be banned in the future.
Yeah, you'll be able to tell your car, like, take me home, go here, go there, anything, and it'll just do it. And an order of magnitude safer than a person. And in fact, in the distant future, I think it's probably going to be, people may outlaw driving cars, because it's too dangerous. Like, you can't have a person driving a two-ton death machine.
Earlier today, William Binney, a top official at the NSA, or formerly of the NSA, came with the Alex Jones Show to tell us all about the NSA spying and why he walked away from the agency.
This is Bill Binney sitting in for Alex Jones. He's given me a segment here to state my concerns about to you, the American public, of what I feel we need to do in terms of combating and changing the course that our government's taken. From the arguments the government puts forward, they say they're doing this for security of the people of the United States, and they're doing it for terrorism to try to prevent it. And you have to give up your security, your privacy, for them to be able to do that. And that's just an outright lie, first of all. And secondly, what's really happening by taking in this bulk data, it's really overburdening their analysts in the NSA, CIA, all over the world. And so they can't really stop these events of terrorism, like the bombings in Boston or the shooting in Paris or in Copenhagen or the Fort Hood shooter or any of that, because their analysts are so burdened with data. They use a dictionary select type approach, which is fundamentally a Google approach. That means that when they do their daily polls, they use their dictionary select, and they get like a Google return. Well, that's hundreds of thousands or even a million returns. No analyst could make it through all that data in any day. And the next day they get an equivalent amount. So that means they're making themselves totally dysfunctional. And that's just not true for NSA. That's also true in GCHQ and around the world, because all these governments are adopting the same procedures. instead of taking a focused approach, which would make a rich environment of content to be able to manage and analyze, that would make them successful. So fundamentally, they're exposing people to more risk. They're not actually protecting you. They're making it more risky for you. You're losing security because of this procedure they've adopted. So the point is, from my perspective, I keep arguing, and other NSA whistleblowers and I have made suggestions on how to do this to the government, but the president has not adopted those techniques, and nor have any of the intelligence agencies, simply because there is too much money in this process of doing bulk acquisition of data. That's their motive, to get to keep having the money flow and keep that going. So there's changing that particular procedure is rather difficult even within government, because this money comes out and goes to corporations that are in the constituent areas of the representatives and senators. So they have a vested interest in also keeping this going. So the only way to do it is to raise up as a public. We have to start standing up as Americans. Americans aren't supposed to sit back and let things happen and let government do what it does. We're supposed to be out there challenging. We have to be participating in our democracy and republic. We cannot sit by and let these things happen and be quiet. If we do, we're going to get this totalitarian state that we're sliding toward right now. I mean, so that's really the basic issue that I have to convey to you, that you need to stand up. Now, how could you do that? You can't sit there and say you don't have any power. You really do have power, and the power is to talk to your analysts or to your representatives and senators and complain to them and make sure that this is a major concern to you. And when they come around to give you town meetings and talk to you and to get your vote, stand up and address them and make them publicly come out with a statement of their position on this issue. If you don't, I mean, they're going to continue doing what they are doing right now. They simply say they're assuming, because now if you're not complaining, they're assuming that you're okay with everything they do, or they feel they can do anything and the country will accept it. And as long as they keep saying things and not telling the truth and exposing what's really going on, they can keep you in the dark. And you'll never know. So that's why you have to get up, stand up, challenge them. I mean, after all, they're even addressing the free press we're supposed to have, like with Jim Risen and Jim Rosen of the AP and various other reporting journalists, investigative journalists. They're shutting down their sources of information and keeping them quiet. Well, that's destroying a free press. So the free press is supposed to be interrogating the government to see what they're doing, so they can inform the public what the government is after and what they're really doing. Well, that's falling totally apart. I mean, look at Jim Rosen, his case. They tried to they had him under a subpoena for any number of years, trying to get him to tell the source of his information in the books and things he's published. Well, under the press rules, he had the right to keep the sources confidential. So they're attempting to destroy a free press, which is the next step in going to a totalitarian state. So if we don't stand up, Americans, we're gonna lose our country. We're gonna lose the process that we hold dear, that at least a republic I've had when I grew up, and that my father and his father before him had. I mean, we're gonna lose it because we cannot trust the government and what they're saying. They, in fact, have been deliberately keeping us in the dark as to what's going on, and keeping a lot of Congress in the dark too. So by doing this complaining to the Congress, you have at least an opportunity to change the process and the sequence of things and where it's headed. Short of that, I mean, you have to fire everybody in Congress. That's the only way to get rid of. You have to get rid of the bums, because they're not living up to their oath of office, which is to protect and defend the Constitution. The president, of course, has the additional responsibility under his oath of office to preserve the Constitution. He has to preserve, protect, and defend. The others, like when I was in government, I had to protect and defend the Constitution. That's why I felt that what I was doing was consistent with my oath of office, also consistent with being a citizen of the United States, of actively getting and participating in this democracy that we have, is getting up there and standing up and defending that Constitution, protecting, at least trying to protect it and defend it. That's something that our representatives in Washington are not doing, and that's something we have to call them on. We have to make sure, as the citizens, that we stand up and say, look, you're in office and we voted you there, and your oath of office is to do this to protect our rights, and you're not doing that. And put them on the spot publicly this is the only way to do it. Sunlight is the only cure. And that's why Edward Snowden has really been has really performed a huge public service by exposing this these programs that have been in place and put in place since 9/11 to spy on everybody in the United States and accumulate information on everybody. It's one thing for companies to do it, which I also disagree with. They shouldn't be allowed to do that. But it's, they're doing it for the purpose of advertising and making money. The government's doing it for the purpose of finding criminal activity and also being able to control the population. That's really what's happening. I mean, you could see it in the militarization of your local police and the spread of the Department of Homeland Security and their equipment worldwide and the buying of the bullets and so on. They're all leading to the state of being able to control the population. And that's fundamentally what I've been – that's what I testified to in Germany when I gave testimony to the Bundestag, that the entire process that it was adopted by NSA and has been spread around the world through all the intelligence agencies is one of controlling and assembling information to be able to control the population, not just in the United States but around the world. So this is not just threatening us and our democracy. It's a world where we're destroying democracy around the world. And in fact, we're doing such a good job that the Russians and others who we used to call totalitarian states are now adopting the procedures that we've implemented. And this basically tells you that we're on the wrong path. Our government, since Dick Cheney is to, you know, said publicly on television that we had to go to the dark side. Well, that meant we went to the dark side for rendering, torture, murder, you know, drone strikes, spying on everybody. All of this is the dark side. Well, that's not American, and that's certainly not consistent with the founding principles of this government. We were founded on the principles of human rights, and what these the processes that are putting in place now are in fact taking those rights away. So the only way we can change this is to stand up. We have to get active, say something. I don't care what it is you say or how you say it, but get up and participate in this government. Make sure that if you oppose this move towards totalitarianism, you need to speak up and say something. You can't be quiet. You have to get out there and participate. And that's really the theme of what I would like to say to everybody in America. And that's what the only way now to do it is to address your representatives and senators and make sure that you push that on them and keep pushing that. And if they don't start saying them, just tell them you're going to fire them by voting against them the next time. That will get their attention, because that's really what they want to do. They want to stay in Congress and be there for years. And that's part of our problem. We don't have term limits, so we end up with what I call petrified politicians in place in Washington. They've been there for so long that it's a never-ending career for them. When you do that with politicians, they tend to think over time that they know better than anybody else, and that they don't have they believe that they can make the decisions that are right for the country, whether or not the public in the United States would agree or not, or even if they disagree, that doesn't matter. If their opinion says let's go another way, then that's what they do. So that's where we have to stand up as a group, and you have to do this as a group and make sure that that the wave of a public opinion hits them in a place that hurts them, and that's at the voting booth. If you vote against them and fire them, that will get their attention. That's the big thing that I would say. Fire the bums. Get rid of them. And I would say if there's a word incumbent after somebody you're in the voting booth, I would say more than likely it's better to vote against them. Like I'd said earlier, the best way I would see to do it is to randomly select people from the phone book and give them every 2 years a chance to get into office that way. Think about that for a minute. That would mean you get mostly people who would want to be honest. That's certainly a change from what we've got. And you get people who would like to be who would like to balance a budget. That's certainly new. I mean, we're going to reduce the deficit that way for sure. And you'd get mostly people who would like to cooperate to solve a problem. That certainly is new too. So, and the other benefits, think about it, the political parties would be gone. You wouldn't have to do campaigns or any of that, you wouldn't have all this vested interest and lobbyists going on. So you could end up getting all these positive effects by randomly selecting from the phone book. And politicians should realize that from us that we're saying that's a better way to do it than what we've got now. So thank you very much for your time and listening.
The average person's life is filled with unexpected challenges. Unlock the energy it takes to defeat these daily beasts with Super Male or Super Female Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper hormone balance to create superior vitality in males and females. Supercharge and conquer your world at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introductory offer. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. AncientDefense.com.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
We're here at South by Southwest. We just finished the demonstration over at McDonald's talking about GMO food. And McDonald's isn't the only one. They're just a very visible presence here. And we were very interested to find out that here at the conference, at the festivities of South By, they actually had a GMO panel discussion, but maybe discussion isn't the proper word because there was an anti-GMO group that was invited to speak, and then when it came down to it, were denied access. So let's just talk to the people here at South By and see what they think about what's in their food. Excuse me, sir. What do you think about GMOs in the food?
I think they're awful.
You think they're awful?
Yes.
Why do you think they're awful?
I really don't know.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, he thinks they're awful, so I think that's a start in the right direction. Yeah, you're going all the way. Uh-oh.
Yes, I'm riding now.
Yeah, you're rocking it.
I mean, it's a pretty wide topic, but, I've thought a lot about it. I'm not really for genetically modifying foods, but then it seems like it's more or less necessary at this point to support such a large population that we have globally. I think that some of the ways that they're pursuing it, especially down in South America, is irresponsible.
What do you think about GMOs in foods? Genetically modified organisms.
I know what they are. I think that I try to avoid foods with GMOs, but I'm not super vigilant about it. But you know, these are your children, right? Would you want your child? Would you, if you sat there and you watched your child?
I take my kids to McDonald's, and I'm totally against GMOs. And I think it's crazy. They have a booth in there that's trying to talk to people, and they have all the corn growing. And
really?
Yeah, we come from Monsanto land, so I mean, I'm from Missouri.
Oh, okay, so you know so, all about
right,
it.
Right.
They have a big McDonald's tent over there. Right. Do you guys plan to eat at that McDonald's tent?
I walked over there. The line is extremely long, so maybe I'll go back when.
Maybe they're nuggets.
They're nuggets.
The nuggets.
Well, did you know that the nuggets have a type of compound in it that's the same thing as found in breast implants?
Yeah, that's what kept me. You know that new ad that they did with the little sprinkle thing? Mm-hmm. Almost going to buy it, then I was like, no. My 11-year-old schooled me. I was like, no.
In just the few minutes we've been out here asking people these questions, they seem to be very responsive to what we're telling them. They are aware of GMOs, most of them, and will try to avoid them in the future. You can find more reports on InfoWars.com.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and cannot be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. Now, InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosyl cobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Hello, folks. I'm Donald McRonald, Ronald McDonald's ethical twin brother. I came out to the McDonald's concentration camp, tent, to warn South by Southwest goers of the horrible ingredients in their food.
And guess what the source is for us to
knowing about GMOs in your food. McDonald's.com! Yay! Silicone might be good for your girlfriend or wife, but it's not good when you ingest it. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm not loving it. Not only minutes after arriving, the Austin PD showed up and swarmed around me and issued a citation for protesting with a bullhorn. Let's attack the First Amendment.
Are you with them or not?
No, of course not. They sell bad food.
Do you have your ID real quick?
I have this on. I'm not stripping my thing down. What do you need an ID for?
I can't use amplification.
Okay.
Are you from Texas?
Well, born and raised?
Yeah.
No.
You have an ID out of Texas?
No.
What's your given name?
Joe.
What's your last name, Joe?
Biggs. What do you need this for?
B-I-G-G-S?
Yeah, sure.
What's your birthday?
Why do I have to give you that?
Because you're being detained for using amplification.
I'm not interfering. But it's a public sidewalk. Can I stand right there?
Stand. Thank you.
Yeah, they're using a band right now. That's way louder than me.
They have permits for that.
Okay, then I don't have permits for that.
It's the city of Austin.
Just don't block this walkway, okay?
Yeah, okay. I want a cheeseburger, too. I know that guy from yesterday. He pushed my guy around.
What did Austin PD take?
I can't use this. I can do whatever else.
Did they give you a ticket for it?
Yeah, okay. That's fine.
Did they tell you that you needed to stay back?
Nope, just said I couldn't use this, so I'm not using it.
Well, I'm telling you, you cannot block this walkway.
Okay, well, then let me go in line like everyone else is doing.
Stop blocking the walkway.
A badge. He doesn't have a badge. She doesn't have a badge. That's a lie! McDonald's lies! I just saw 5 people come out without badges. Wow! We should take this to court! Yay!
One time and almost threw up.
I ate McDonald's last night and I felt like shit all day. Like I felt terrible all day. So that is just gonna stay over there.
So it's not real food?
No!
Not even kind of real
food? No! Wow. But you get a free toy at the end, so it's okay.
Yeah. Stop giving us fake food.
Honk if you hate McDonald's! Yeah! McDonald's is bad.
No, I hate it. I haven't had it for a year and a half. I'm very proud of that. But I might eat some fries.
We still have a lot more work to do to warn people about what's really in their food that they're eating. We need more Americans to start voting with their dollars and not buy fake GMO food. You need to wake up. Make sure you spread this video like a virus. Infowars.com.
Well, that's it for our show tonight. If you're watching this on YouTube or some other source, consider going to PrisonPlanet.tv and getting yourself a free trial. You can see the nightly news, the special reports, the rants, all right there at PrisonPlanet.tv. Well, I'm Jakari Jackson from the InfoWars Command Center, and we'll see you again tomorrow night.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. And your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.